Now, the road that you go from uptown to downtown now, that's not the original road. The original road went down on by that monument there on down to Mimosa, and that was the main drag. Mimosa was the highway,
oh.
And that other road was dirt.
Huh.
Dirt all the way through there. But, I didn't walk to Roswell all the time to go to the movie. Dated, walked to Roswell for a date. And if you wanted to go to Atlanta, it used to be a jitney run from Dahlonega to Buckhead. And the people that worked rode that. But the rest of us, we wanted to go with thumb a ride. I'd catch a streetcar and come from out to Buckhead and go on thumb a ride and stand there maybe 30 minutes and not even a car pass coming this way.
Wow.
So it's just a little bit different.
What would people go to Atlanta to do? Watch a movie? Shop?
No, you go to get, it was a Rialto and the Fox, but most people didn't have money for that. Mm-hmm. Now, Buckhead had a theater you could go with your Capitola coupons. And then with the teenage boys, maybe somebody'd have a car, and this one would buy him 2 gallons of gas, and this one would pay his way in the show, and this one would do that, and they'd go to Buckhead to the show on Saturday. And you'd go, and you'd have 2 movies and previews and all this. It'd last 4, 5, 6 hours.
Wow.
You said you were in the South Pacific. For a while. How did you like that?
It was just like it is here.
Really?
Every day at a time. I mean, my life was, has always been, I live today, tomorrow will be here when it gets here. I never was homesick a day. I've been scared to death lots of times. Well, back in those days in the Marine Corps, you didn't think because they thought for you. And then people say, well, why was they so mean? Why was they so rough? They was trying to save our life was the only thing. I mean, I left here and we went to Atlanta and got on a bus and took us to Macon, the physical in Macon, swore us in, and then we got on a bus and went to Parris Island, South Carolina. And then I was in the Marine Corps. But from an old, and I was fortunate because I was farmer, tough, mean, wasn't mean, tough, about nearly 6 feet tall, weighed 170 pounds. But I had to go reach up on the back of a wagon, take a 200-pound sack of ground and set it off on the ground. I mean, didn't think anything about it. But a lot of those mama boys didn't have that. But I went through boot, I didn't have any problem through boot camp, except I learned the very beginning is the man says, if you're told to do something, whether you think it's right or wrong, whether it is right or wrong, you do it and then you complain. Don't open your mouth until you do what you're told. And that is facts. But then you take, like in World War II, they take guys in over a 10-week period, take a choir boy out of a church and put him in the war. You had to do something to change him from a sweet little old boy to a mean son of a gun. I mean, instead of what was facts about it. Because if he hadn't have done it, a lot of us never would have come back. A lot of us never did come back. But you had to take a man that was so meek and humble that he could just do anything and make him so mean in 10 weeks that he'd just shoot a man point blank, think nothing about it. But it was simple one thing. It's either him or you, do or die. And that's the reason we won the war.